Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and this is going to be a very quick podcast. I wanted to get this in this week about allowing the good to come in. Like, even though the world is upside down, so it says, so we feel, what if it's really right side up? And good can still come in. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams on every level, whether it's starting a business, entering into a relationship, manifesting something that's been on their heart for a while. I help people do it. I help you do it with ease. I help you do it in a way in which you stay on track towards that. I help you do it in a way in which you are a better person as a result of your manifestation. I believe that you get to live the way you want to live, how you want to live, when you want to live it. I'll help you do that. Information on my services can be found at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. If you are ready right now, you can just feel it in your being. You're ready for a transformation. Check out my massive result package. It's phenomenal. You get lots of time with me. You can stay in your zone of genius. You can stay in your zone of power. You can stay focused on what you want. And it's through that energy shift that you can manifest in really rapid ways. And then also look at, I launched this week, intuitive writing. I've been doing this will be year four. It's a small group, and we come together on the phone, and we tune into our intuitions, and you write. And some people create creative projects out of that, memoirs, books. Some people use it as a time to really get clear about who they are and what they came to this planet to be. It's just a wonderful, magical experience. From 7 to 9 Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, starting in May, it's 4 weeks, one of my most affordable programs. It's $108. And you get to hang out and write. If you're a journaler, if you are someone who's always felt they were great with words, this is a wonderful program for you to really reconnect to your intuition, reconnect to your zone of genius, take it to the next level, right? Go deeper than you've ever gone before. Feel the momentum of the divine flowing through you through words. If you are ready for that, you want to connect to your intuition. You want to use your pen and paper to really move into a new way of being that's in alignment with the life that you want, then check out my program, Intuitive Writing. This year, the theme is divine creative flow and how you can create so much more. You can be so much more productive if you can tap into that flow. And that requires that you trust your intuition and you tune into the energy and make choices and decisions based on what you know to be true. So it's a really fun theme. I'm so excited to do it. I love this program so much. It's just every year I think I'm like, should I offer it again? And it's always on my heart to do it. So intuitive writing information can be found on my website. Again, that's intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's talk about allowing the good to come in. Because as an intuitive, as I've been tuning into the energy around me on our planet, you know, we've been in unprecedented times, you know, many of us, most of us have not lived through this before. And everybody is figuring it out one moment at a time. And so it can feel like we're kind of holding our breaths, waiting for, you know, for some people, it might be waiting for the next shoe to drop. For other people, it might be just holding their breath, maybe hoping that things will suddenly turn right side up again. But what I want you to know is that it is what it is, and you can still allow good to flow into your life during this time. And yes, while things might be different, you can definitely go to the highest place within you. You can still allow magic and miracles to show up in your life. You can still be in a place of evolution and going towards what you want. This uncertainty is life, right? I keep saying this on this program and in my newsletters. If you're not on my newsletter list, you can sign up at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. There's a sign up on the front page. I send intuitive messages and insights. What I've been sharing repeatedly is that uncertainty is the human condition. This is just another, while different, right? While new, while uncharted, it's still the uncertainty that we live in. That's called being human. And so in that uncertainty, since that is the norm, you can still be seeking good. You can still be seeking what you want in your life. Maybe that'll take on a different form than you were initially visualizing, but the essence of what you want, you can still create. So don't let this feel like I'm not allowed to feel good, I'm not allowed to be happy, I'm not allowed to be in joy. This week I watched the SNL at home episode, and I was so freaking entertained. And I was like, wow, like here are these, they put this together and everybody's at home and like creativity is still happening and people are still doing really great things. Yes, you can focus on the news. Yes, you can focus on worst case scenarios. You can focus on the most terrible aspects of what we're going through. Totally. I get it. But you can also equally focus on all that is good, all that is great, all that you want to create in your life. And you may have to do it in a little bit different way than what you initially thought, but that's just the human condition anyway. Like, we get locked into it has to be one way, but God's not locked into that. God's locked into be open to all possibilities. It can flow in miraculous and amazing ways. So for me, I know there was something that I initially had decided, an approach I was going to take in my business and with income during this time. And then I let some things get in my head, and then I start thinking the other way. And it was just all mixed energy. And I was wondering, like, you know, of course, you know, my humanness, I'm like, what's going on? But then as I stepped back from it and went into the role of observer, I saw where I was throwing a lot of mixed energy. And I was like, okay, what was the original thought? Let's go with that. Right? So go back to the original desire and stay with that. Stay with your original desire. You can still prosper. You can still win, and you'll make shifts accordingly. And I think that there is the part of us as humans that are looking at this time saying, any day now it's going to go back to the way it was. Well, there's a high probability that the way it was will never happen again. Like, I can almost guarantee it's not. But there is a version of living that's just as good. And so tap into that, and the way you become a vibrational match to that, and we as a planet really, if we really want to move forward, if we really want to, and I'm putting this in quotes, reopen our economy, because I don't think our economy ever stops, we have to adjust. We have to adjust. We have to do our part. We have to wake up and say, without fail, this is what I want, and I'm going to go for that. So it could be that you're in a job that is not something you can do right now, given shelter in place or the stay-at-home requirements for your area. It doesn't mean that you can't figure something else out. I mean, that is just, it amazes me that so many people who think that they're being religious, they're like, reopen our economy. But God is all possibilities. The economy never stops. You can find a way. We can all find a way. It does not need to be this stop. right? There is still forward momentum that can happen. And please tap into that every single day and pray about it. Ask. You know, I sent out to the newsletter today, because I'm promoting intuitive writing, some journaling prompts that I love. And one of the prompts that I've been using this year is, how can I see things differently for my highest and greatest good? How can I see my experience, my life, my well-being differently for my highest and greatest good? And just stay focused on you. Stay focused on what you can do, because if you start getting really focused on the world and what's going on outside of us, you're going to feel really fucking out of control. I know I had a week where I was just a little off and I was like, what's going on? And I started to realize that I was investing energy into something that I had no control over anyway. It's all comes back to me. It comes back to my relationship with the divine and how much I will allow myself to have. So I'm saying to all of you, allow the good to flow into your life and be open to all the ways in which that good can happen. If you were working on a business idea before shelter in place, keep working on that business idea. It might have to shift. And I think that is where people are really getting so frustrated, is they don't want to be open to a shift. They don't want to be open to a change. They want to lock into one way of being. But that's just not reality. You can still get what you want, and there are multitudes of ways in which you can get what you want. Go back and work on the business. Make the shifts accordingly. Look at it on this very basic level. If you want to be self-employed, self-employed is offering a service or product and selling that service and product and receiving payment for that service and product and paying your taxes as you are supposed to. Right? You know, you sit down with your tax person, they figure it out, or you figure it out, whatever. Like, that's it. It's not, doesn't need to be that difficult. So if you go back to the basics of things, you're like, well, I had this idea, and this idea no longer works given what we're going through in our world. Well, shift into a new idea, right? Yeah, I'm always thinking of, here's an exercise. If you are in this place, think of 25 ways in which you can make money. 25 ways. Just write them down. It can be anything. It's an exercise that I give often to clients. Just be open. Just be open. It's not so much that you need to go and pursue one of those 25 ideas, but what it does is it opens your being back up to the flow of spirit working through you. Because we get so locked into, it has to be this way. If it's not this way, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, then your life will suck. But if you get clear about what your standard is and you live in accordance to that standard, then that's what you will create in your life. Now, another little bit here I wanted to share about allowing the good, because it's something, you know, I'm always studying. And so I was watching a teacher who I really respect. I was watching her YouTube channel, and she said this bit about, like, this is why people struggle with manifestation. They keep asking for what they want. I think you are supposed to keep asking and keep asking until it shows up. And you might tweak it a bit. You might get clearer and clearer about what you specifically want. I say keep it in the forefront of your being. I get what she was saying as a practitioner. She's saying, you know, ask and then go into the space of allowing it to show up. Sometimes when we're in the space of asking, it's another way of being in the space of longing. And in that energetic space, it can be really difficult to allow anything to come in because you're just longing, 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 and you just get more reasons to long back. So I get what she meant. I know that's what she meant, but she didn't say it that way. Keep fucking asking. I ask all the time. Like, anything I've ever manifested in my life, you can go through any journal of mine, and you will see that probably on every page I mention it. I mention it. I mention it until it manifests. And because that is my time to claim it. That's my time to embody it. It's my time to know that it's done. So keep asking. If there's something that you want, say you want to be in a romantic relationship, yeah, dating is different now, but you can still fucking date. Maybe you wanted to, your plan was to buy a home, you can still buy a home. Maybe your plan was for a new job, you can still get a new job. It maybe you'll look differently now. You might need to put some different requirements in place for what it is that you want, but you can still have it. We got to move out of the space of holding our breath and waiting for something to happen. I think that's why people, you know, when I see the news and people protesting, I'm like, I know what you're going through. You're just getting punchy and ready to get something moving. We are humans. Humans need to be in motion. We all need to be in motion, whatever motion looks like for us, whatever motion feels good to us. We need to be in motion. I know that that's what they're craving, so I'm deeply compassionate. But on the flip side, I'm like, you're in charge. It's not the government. It's not a virus. It's not doctor, you're in charge. And I know I'm a human too. There are definitely moments where I feel like, oh my God, I feel like I have no control. But that's the energy of victimhood, right? And so I know I have to consciously work myself out of victimhood. You know, I've talked about victimhood on this program a lot. If you're in the space of believing you can't have something, you can't do it, it's impossible, you're in the state of victimhood. I don't care what the restrictions that what the circumstances are that created you feeling like a victim, you can always find a way to not feel that way. And it may require you sitting with it and journaling on it and rewriting your story. A part of what we do in intuitive writing is I teach you how to rewrite your story. So yeah, maybe you can't do the job you used to do because of social distancing, but you can find something that you can do to make money. You can find something that you can do where you still feel safe, where you still feel that you will be healthy. You can find a way. And I promise you, like, I get it. I can definitely fall into that hole too. But what the difference is that I know that it's just a perception. And the sooner I can get out of the perception of being a victim, the greater I open myself up to being the most empowered person who I really just want to be, right? So the opposite of victimhood is empowerment. So figure out where will you feel confident? Where would you feel like you're in control of your life? Where will you feel that you're co-creating your reality with God? Journal on it, think on it, pray on it, ask. How can I see things differently for my highest and greatest good? And then you can create a new result. Then you can be open to something more. It's just, I'm very leery of people that are trying to pretend like this isn't going on, or they're pissed off, or it's no big deal, or it is, it's just so annoying. Life isn't happening to you guys. You know, for those of you that are regular listeners and my new agey folk, you probably already know this, but even I need reminders every fucking day. Life isn't happening to you. It's happening through you. And all you have to do is shift your belief about a situation. Sit down and ask yourself, what do I believe right now? Which of those beliefs are limiting and keeping me from what I want? Shift those beliefs around. Think new thoughts that align with that new belief. Feel feelings that align with that belief, and then take actions that are in accordance to that belief, and trust your intuition in the process, because God's going to guide you. Little hits here, little hits here, little hits here that get you to where you want to be. There is always a way. There is always a way. There is always a way. So that's my show, Allow the Good. You can still allow the good. In any way, shape, or form, there's no reason why you have to feel bad. There's no reason why you have to feel broke. There's no reason why you have to feel afraid. Yes, be mindful of things. Yes, take the proper, follow the guidelines, I should say. I don't want to use that word, but I was going to use another word, but I want to be clear how you approach this. Do everything in your power to stay well. Do everything in your power to nurture, love, and support your prosperity. and then be willing to see things differently for your highest and greatest good in a way that brings you joy. It doesn't mean that you get to be, and you have to be any less than yourself. You can still be authentically you. So if you did have a job that you really love that you can't do right now, I promise you, if you step back and you say, God, show me how I can use my love, my talents, my skill set, and apply them elsewhere. We live in a beautiful time, just like the actors on SNL. Like, what a testament to their fucking talent. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the one, but one of them was the Ruth Ginsburg skit. Like, they all did these things in their houses. And we all have that same level of brilliance in us. Maybe we use our brilliance in different ways than they do, but all you have to do is shift the way you use your brilliance. All the gifts, love, talents that you have, they're still within you. It's not based on the government. It's not based on a virus. It's not based on something outside of you. So I love you. Be well. Be happy. Find a way to be happy. I know that that can be difficult. Like, please know that I send you so much love and compassion, like, from the bottom of my heart, that yeah, it can be difficult to see when you're like, hey, I was on this trajectory and now it's not, right? It's frustrating as fuck. I get it. But if you can shift and see that life can be just this fucking amazing, or this is all shown up to make life even more amazing. So allow the good, allow the good, allow the good, allow the good. Just because the world is suffering in many ways doesn't mean you have to suffer. And as a matter of fact, if you really want to help the planet, decide you're not going to suffer. Decide you're not going to suffer. Decide you are going to thrive. Decide you're going to be better than you've ever been before. I love you. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you want to work with me, I would love to hang out with you on the phone and help you work through these things. Thank you for listening. Take care.